everyone. Your designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
We've got tips, tricks, decorating advice, and more. So let's get started.
Today is episode 24, Frumpy to Fabulous. And I'm very, I know. Now, we're not talking about our personal selves. We're talking about our decor we have in our house. Because I don't think any of us would fall into the frumpy category.
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay, no. I'm dressed like I'm going to the Oscars right now, aren't you?
Good for you.
Well, I'm not exactly. Okay. You can't see me, so I could say I am too, I guess.
There you go. Well, what we're going to talk about today is something that I get asked a lot about from my blog readers, and it's not the very top question, because the top question is what are your paint colors, but it comes in a close second, and it is how do you update the furniture you have, or how do you update a room, because people are always wondering, does my house look a little frumpy?
Oh, hey, can I jump in here before
we get absolutely
from frumpy to fabulous? Because something fabulous has been going on with this podcast.
Ooh, do tell.
Yes, well, I think you two know, but I want to let everybody who's listening know how much we appreciate the fact that you are listening and that you are sharing a little bit of your life with us, a few times a week or once a week. We are thrilled and we appreciate the fact that you're giving us not a few minutes, but sometimes we keep talking up to 45 minutes of your day that you're sharing with us.
And we are very thankful for that.
We are completely blown away. We had no idea what sort of response we would get when we started this. We are recording this on February 28th, but you won't hear it until probably sometime in April. But to date, we have almost 75,000 downloads already, and we haven't even been doing it for a month. Yeah. And it's our listening audience, so all of you are not just in the United States, you're everywhere. In fact, we've learned recently that we are the top number one design podcast in Cyprus. So we're giving a big shout out to Cyprus.
Go Cyprus!
Cyprus, we love you and thank you for listening. And,
And let
me
just say,
if you want to hear anything,
you know,
let us know.
We're not talking about Cyprus, Texas, the little town nearby here. We're talking about the country, Cyprus.
Yes, the whole country. And in here in the U.S., we are, we wake up in the morning and we check, and oftentimes we are in the top 10 design podcasts.
Woohoo! Love that too.
In the US too. So, iTunes has been very good in sharing us. And so there we are. Mm-hmm. But that's because you guys are listening.
Thank you.
So,
right.
Thank you so much. And let's get back to Frumpy to Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is for all of our fabulous listeners today, then. All right. We're going to talk about Frumpy first. This is what I get a lot from my readers. You know, what can I do? So how would you define frumpy?
I'm going to say it looks like your grandma's house.
That's frumpy. Maybe my great-grandma's house.
So, Kevin, you're so young.
Oh my goodness. She's thrown the age card.
Okay. Please. We all know you're only a few years younger than me, but I digress. So, I mean, I'm picturing like doilies on everything, lots of floral patterns, lots of tchotchkes lying around, lots of little stuff, lots of clutter. That's kind of what I'm picturing. Is that what you're picturing?
Yeah. Well, when that feels like it needs to be refreshed.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just that when you walk into a place, you notice that maybe the things haven't been, like you said, refreshed or updated in quite a while.
Right. Maybe it's the height of fashion from 30 years ago.
That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And just like the styles that we wear change, so do the styles of decor change. Now, I want to define another style. What is formal? Because sometimes people think, when they think frumpy, they'll think formal. But they're not the same things, are they?
No. Frumpy is more, as you said, like a stopped in time look, just too much. And formal is always going to be in style. Mm-hmm. It's a classic look. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm picturing sort of a central hall colonial home with, you know, some traditional furniture laid out in a traditional format and usually some sort of neutrals, maybe little pops of color, but really well done. Mm-hmm. And that can stand the test of time and not wouldn't necessarily be dated. So to me, that's what formal is.
And I like the idea of mixing formal elements in. I mean, if you want a non-frumpy look, I think you want to go for something I call casual elegance. So you've taken some formal elements and mixed it with a bunch of casual elements. Mm-hmm. And it's the juxtaposition of the two. I like to call it rustic and refined. I think
like
that's
high low. Yeah, I love
think
that
that's
too.
What kind of helps bring it into the now and what's mm-hmm. what's current.
Mm, that's really good, Anita. Mm-hmm. I also think when I think of formal, I think not only of classic, but I think of it as you said, refined, sophisticated, a style that when you walk into somebody's house, you think, wow. This is true beauty, mm-hmm. and that's what I think of as formal. And even though it might have some elements that were in style 30 years ago, they've been so beautifully mixed with updated things that it actually elevates everything in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well mm-hmm. said. I agree with that. It's okay.
And when I think of formal, I think of symmetry, and so symmetry sort of doesn't go along with having a lot of clutter. So if you have symmetrical things, you don't necessarily have just a whole ton of things, you know, on the tabletop or mm-hmm. on the coffee table. And probably if you've got a traditional formal look, you've probably got some really great antiques. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think that is, it's definitely not in the same category as frumpy at all.
And exactly. And formal has an edited look, a curated
yes.
look.
Absolutely. I would agree.
Everything is purposefully placed so it works with everything out. When I'm thinking frumpy, I'm thinking just loads of stuff piled in. There's no, not a lot of editing, not a lot of curating, like, will this work with this, purposefully done. All right, let's talk about what kind of decor looks frumpy. Now, we don't want you to shoot the messenger. We're just bringing these things to you.
I'm glad you're the one saying this, Siobhan.
I know. Didn't we do one where I was asking the questions and the same thing happened? And I said, don't shoot the messenger.
Well, because I've gotten some. I remember a reader on my blog, because I said something similar to this, and I was raked over the coals for that. So I'm going to let you lead on this one. But I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, we want to just say if you love your home and love your style, that's all. Really, isn't that what matters? And it's a sanctuary to you. But if you are, and if you are like many of my readers who write to me and just say, you know, I don't want my house to look frumpy. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. If you're over, let's say, 40 years old, 35 years old, and you've collected things, mm-hmm, you know, it's true. Not like you want to throw everything out and start again with all updated new things. You know, you can look at somebody's home and tell what age they are because of maybe their collections, but it's that refinement. You know, you don't want to keep everything that you've ever collected, but you want to keep things refined and curated. So let's talk about what kind of things that maybe you might consider not keeping because it looks a little frumpy and outdated. What do you think, girls?
Well, I think what you're saying is really key. You don't want to keep mm-hmm. everything. I mean, if you have everything that you've ever bought for your home from 20 years ago, you know, it's really time to weed out some things.
Yes. And not only that, if you haven't bought a dining room suit in 30 years, well, first of all, you don't buy a suit anymore. I mean, if you're happy with it and you want to live with it, great. But if, you know, things need updated. And there's different ways to do that. So let's just talk about some kinds of decor that look frumpy? Do we have any examples? Let's do with some examples of that.
Well, I think clutter in general looks frumpy. Mm. If you've got a ton of little things sitting everywhere, maybe it's a collection of, I don't know, just some little figurines or something. What are those little figurines called?
The Hummels.
If you've got like...
I know I'm going to get... Please uh-oh. Don't. Please do not email me about this. My aunt is a Hummel lover, so I understand. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Anita.
Well, and I think if you collect them, that's great. But maybe corral mm-hmm. them in mm-hmm. a cabinet rather than have them spread all over your countertop. Because mm-hmm. I think the clutter ends up looking very frumpy.
Well, I have to say, my mother is a avid Hummel collector, has been for years. She got one when she was very young, and it was special to her, and she loves them, and she has purchased ones, you know, on trips with her sisters. They collect them, but she does it in a beautiful way. She has, no matter what house they happen to be in, they've moved a couple times in the last few years, she has you know, a special cabinet for them, or she has something made specially for them, and it's mm-hmm. not an old, you know, china cabinet where she's got a zillion of them stuffed in. So she's got them mm-hmm. on her shelves, artfully placed, mixed in with some other things, and it really looks beautiful. So mm-hmm. if you love that sort of thing, that might be a way that you would want to display them. Mm-hmm. A, you'll appreciate them more than if they're all sort of smooshed together on the same height or the same plane, you know, on a table or such. Mm-hmm. And they really look beautiful, and they touch her heart. So, I know my mom will listen to this one, so
right, but also,
she teases me all the time. She says, "When I
hi
know,
Kelly's mom."
So she teases me. She says, "When I go, is the first thing you're going to do sell all my Hummels on mm-hmm. eBay?"
Oh my goodness,
mm-hmm. she's a joker. But she, you know, knows these collections probably wouldn't be like the third thing I did.
These collections can really take over a space.
They
so
can.
I think this, you know, if you've been collecting something for a long time, it might be time to curate your collection. I've been collecting dishes forever, mm-hmm. and recently I kind of couldn't help myself and I bought some more, but the good news was, because, you know, I just do that.
You're sick, Anita.
I know. It is a terrible sickness. Somebody help me. But what I've
no, because I'll take them off your hands, Anita.
I know,
I'll help
you. Like, we'll help you. We'll
yes,
take them to our
yes.
houses.
But what I did was I looked at all the, you know, set all my dishes out and said, okay, which ones are my favorites and which ones am I kind of tired of? So I got rid of mm-hmm. a bunch of dishes, and I got rid of probably a third to half of my dishes, and it felt, to be honest with you, it felt great. It felt good.
It's
well, I really
freeing.
Wish you had
it really
that
is.
With us mm-hmm. first. But I had an opportunity to do that when we moved. I was very much like slash and burn. We're purging. It's gonna my new house is gonna have a different look, and I knew I had to store all this stuff. So if I really didn't love it, you know, out it went. But back to Yvonne's question, I think a lot of florals, you know, patterns.
Mm. Big florals. Big
like,
florals.
Like, yeah,
especially.
Like a la Laura Ashley, maybe. Mm.
Now, we
that
love
I don't
Laura Ashley.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I love
you know,
Laura.
You know what I'm talking about. Or mm-hmm.
you're, I think what you're saying are maybe some of the older
yeah, the older
that
ones.
Are floral. Because yes. Laura Ashley yes. has some very updated.
The giant, patterns. You know, yes, the iconic
on polished
Laura Ashley.
Cotton.
Right, the giant mm-hmm. cabbage roses. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, Ralph Lauren was doing those too for years. I mean, I remember having, you know, countless duvets and the big florals and different mm-hmm. colors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have a couch that happens to be or sofa that happens yeah. to be in that pattern, you know, and you can't change it, then maybe go bold with some really mod patterned pillows and some solid throws or something, and just like really shake it up.
Yeah, I think you can even do a throw over or a blanket or something, or throw a solid over kind of the center section of your sofa, or slip cover it, or slip cover.
That's
the,
what that's
slip
the
cover
secret.
The cushions and replace.
Well,
the,
we all know that's being making slip covers is a slippery slope into.
It is.
So we have
it
to be careful.
A slippery
there.
Slope into another profession.
Are you talking about the sofa episode that hasn't come
mm-hmm.
out yet?
We're talking mm-hmm. about the sofa episode. But girls, here's the now. See, I'm just gonna do a little more tough love. You are so gentle.
Oh,
here's the deal. If you own a very big floral or a plaid sofa with big rolled arms, I don't know that throwing an afghan over it's gonna help too
yeah,
much.
True.
That's like your biggest piece of furniture yeah. that you probably have, like in a living room. And I'm gonna just say, get rid of it. Just tough love. Ooh. Get rid of
it. Well, I know, because sometimes...
I know.
Yeah, if it's a 20-year-old sofa...
You need to get rid of it.
Go ahead and move it out and get... Because mm-hmm. even though you can recover mm-hmm. it, why not just go ahead and get a new one?
Yeah, and just for health reasons, okay. like the way you sit or lay on it, or just... It just, you know... It has a life... It has a expiration date. All things have an expiration date.
Good point.
Your sofa has expired. It's laying there dead, so you need to get rid of it.
You know, you wouldn't expect it, Anita, but she's the mean one.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Now, no. Kelly, I thought you and I were going to be the ones kind of saying that.
Say it ain't so.
I'm like, you know, Laura Ashley,
you give me
I love
a bad
Laura
name.
Ashley.
No, you're the sweet one. You're the sweet one.
Did you know, I'm always the sweet one. That's right.
You are the sweet one. Well, all right, I don't know. Right. You're kind of a, you know, I don't know, Goldilocks in disguise.
I know, really. Sure. But, you know, no, this is just with love that I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, okay, take the medicine. It's better for you in the long run. Okay. And, you know, if you, you know, it's just, yeah, just get rid of it.
Okay.
You know, there's
right,
things
so
you get rid of
the couch.
And here's the thing.
Sofa.
You can love antiques. You can love your collections. You can mm-hmm. love all these old things. But just be judicious about it. Don't go overboard.
Right.
You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
just
that's
you're right. going to have right. to pull some things out. And honestly, that the clutter is, I think, the worst thing you can do to yourself.
Yeah, I do believe that's the worst. Let's talk about, are there any other things that look, quote unquote, frumpy to you?
I think old, not old, I shouldn't say old, but the traditional shaped lampshades that mm-hmm. are maybe in a silk
yes.
or a silk type of material.
Excellent.
Now, if you have a very formal home and you have, you know, two of those and they're symmetrical and they look nice with your sofa and it's all working, you know, that may work well for you. But if you don't have that really type of formal home that we were describing a little bit ago and you have these lampshades, they do look dated. Sometimes they're just the ones that came with the lamp anyway and they're not spectacular. Mm-hmm. They just mm-hmm. kind of, you know, are there. You might decide to refresh those, and that's a really inexpensive way to do it. I mean, heck, mm-hmm. you can go to TJ Maxx or Home Goods and get a whole lamp for, you know, $20 or $30. I know I just did that, mm-hmm. and it'll come with a burlap shade
mm-hmm.
or a woven shade, and goes a long way to freshening up your home. So maybe lampshades is not something you would necessarily think of as your first go-to, but I really promise you, mm-hmm. if you have those kinds
makes
of lampshades
difference.
And you change them, it'll make a big difference.
Well, and mm-hmm. Kelly, I'm going to add to what you're saying. I think you are so right about this. And what I love to do is to buy vintage lamps and then put a really kind of modern drum lampshade on it, mm-hmm. and it kind of does mm-hmm. that mix of the old and the new. And
I love that.
See, and I took an old...
And that's an updated look. That's an updated look.
I took an old Italian lamp that's carved. It's blue and gold, and it had the frumpiest lampshade on it, and I found it at the thrift store, changed out the lampshade, and I think it looks amazing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
have,
such a good idea. Okay, here's another thing when I'm thinking about frumpy. Oh, gosh. Just, I am going to be the mean one. I am the mean one on this episode.
No, you're loving.
I know, but, you know, it's just
they
out of love.
They don't even notice you're being mean.
I don't love I say this. Now, if you have beautiful cherry or mahogany furniture that is beautiful.
It's going to be mean.
You can add that with your new things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you have like that sort of fake reproduction, not really well-made cherry or mahogany furniture, paint it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, painting furniture is not hard to do, and we'll put we all have things we've painted, and we have a lot of blog posts on them, so we'll put those in the show notes for you. Painting is such an easy thing to do and a great way to update and upcycle and give a second life to that cherry and mahogany furniture. Because honestly, unless it's it's really good, it does look frumpy. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
She said it.
Yeah, she did. Send her
can
email.
I ask you, do you agree with me? I'm throwing you under the bus, girl.
I may or may not be nodding.
Okay. I'm I'm just going to have to send you lots of loves and hugs and kisses over at the end just to tell you I'm not being mean. I just, this is what I get asked all the time. And mm-hmm. I know that we, you know, I know that, you know, I can't give my $6,000 mahogany inlaid table, I'll just be honest with you, away. Mm-hmm. My kids don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had something similar.
And, I mean, I could just pass out over that. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I don't want it anymore either. You know, I've had to keep it almost 30 years just so I could get the money's worth out of it. You know right. what I'm saying?
Okay, so let's say maybe you do or you don't have a big floral couch, or you do or you don't have marginal mahogany furniture. But even if you did or if you don't, there are ways today or this week or in the next 30 days to really refresh your home. And we have tips for that for sure. Right? Mm-hmm. A couple of things that I would say is shake it up. Yes. I'm going to give you an example of what mm-hmm. I do with my clothing. Okay. A few years ago at a consignment shop, I scored 3 St. John suits. Wildly expensive,
a la Nancy Reagan. Yes.
I was not going to wear those together ever. But the fabric and the way they're made, I mean, they're stunning. One has little pearls. Okay, fabulous. So I wear the jacket with my ripped skinny jeans and
I
hottie pair of heels.
Yeah, perfect. That's the rustic
tank top.
With the refined. You've got it
exactly.
Down.
I love it.
And then sometimes
it.
I wear the skirt with maybe a you know, buttoned or tied denim shirt and a pair of boots.
Well, and we wear boots with everything here, so we wear boots with dresses in Texas.
You're a styling girl. You're styling. That's what I have to say about you.
Well, so yeah, my idea is that you shake it up, just like with that. You know, if I wore that whole suit, I would say, oh, I look so formal. Borderline frumpy, you know, especially if I'm having a bad hair day.
A little too staid.
Like, oh, okay. But no, when you shake it up, the elements banging into each other, and my favorite word, juxtaposition, right? It really yes. freshens up everything. So the St. John jacket looks great. The jeans look great. Everything looks great together. So how do you do that in your house? Well it's really easy. Yeah. It's accessories as well. Mm-hmm. Like bring in an animal print pillow. Mm-hmm. Bring in one of those fuzzy Mongolian pillows.
Yes,
that
I
we
love those. My favorites. Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is, what about, because there's so many gorgeous chairs I see at the thrift store. They're beautiful.
I was just
going
to say chair. You took the chair word out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. You go
That's
ahead.
Okay, you go.
Well, just that there's these gorgeous, because I do
Are you going to talk about French chairs again?
Yes, of course, French
okay,
chairs.
Okay.
Because here's what happens. The fabric they pick out, or you know, people pick out, is dated, it's ugly.
Yes.
And then they go, ugh, I don't want this chair anymore. They take it to the thrift store, and I gobble them up and then just pay someone to reupholster them, and it's not that much if you've got, you know, if you have connections like I do. And then you just kind of, and sometimes it's not even that much fabric. And then you have this updated look, this gorgeous chair. All they needed was new fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be a style of a chair that was maybe from 30 years ago, but you put great fabric on it, or maybe if it has any wood, you paint that if you don't like the finish it was done in, and you've just got this one-of-a-kind gorgeous chair.
Well, these French chairs, they never go out of style, I'm telling
right,
you. If you don't
right.
have a French chair, just go get a French chair.
I'm talking about older chairs, though, not maybe
any
French chair.
It's amazing how...
Any chair. You can get a chair at a thrift store for, you know, $5, you know, $20 top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have this fabulous chair. It's waiting in line to be painted, but I'm going to put some kind of pop of color on it, and the fabric is really not that bad. It's a very neutral kind of pulled, silky, you know, esque fabric, and so I don't even think I'm going to bother with the expense of reupholstering it. I'm going to paint the chair, and then I'm going to put a little lumbar pillow on it that's just, you know, when I find the perfect little one,
great
that's
idea.
Just going to be this awesome little pop, and that can elevate and freshen up a room so quickly. And if you're matchy-matchy, shake it up.
Yes.
You know, if you've got a couple of,
frumpy,
you know, two chairs.
Matchy-matchy, frumpy.
Matchy-matchy and frumpy-frumpy go together.
And that's a good point. If it's everything's too matchy-matchy, that's going to make your house look frumpy too. So
sure, and you
up.
Know, just like we're saying, you know, get rid of that big sofa, get something nice, classic and neutral. Hey, you could even keep your cherry coffee table with that and put a you know, a really pretty fun chair beside it that you've had redone, and mm-hmm. just so it's not all matchy-matchy. That's exactly right.
Yeah, create something unexpected. So mm-hmm. if you have the cherry and you're like, I can't get rid of the cherry, I don't want to even move it, it's just going to be here. You know, if that's a coffee table or something, put a lucite tray on it.
Yes,
and, you know, a pop of right. something organic and make a pretty mm-hmm. little vignette, and it'll change the entire look. I was just at a client's house the other day, and she had inherited some furniture from her mom, and I'm looking at them like sort of drooling. She's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And I was waiting for her to say, do you want it? And I was like, oh, and then she was right on track. She said, it's too dated for me, but I thought I would put a chair next mm-hmm. to it and just make the chair be, you know, so interesting, either, mm-hmm. you know, in fabric or in color. And I was like, you are right on, sister. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get that piece. She's going to keep it, but it's going to be great.
You know? Darn.
What Yvonne said, I think it's the same thing with some of these club chairs. Have you noticed the older chairs just seem to be huge and just take up so much space in the room, whereas if mm-hmm. you change out some of these, upholstered club chairs, the newer ones just have skinnier lines. They don't have those huge rolled arms, and they just fit better in the room.
Yeah. Rolled arms are a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's
those
another
big ones.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk we only have a few minutes left, but let's talk about things you can easily update in your house that will give it a new look. And I'm going to talk about picture frames. You know, mm-hmm. we all have pictures. I've sort of been beaten up a little bit in my blog once in a while because people say, your house doesn't have any pictures of your family. Well, that's on purpose because I sort of don't want those photographed, mm-hmm. but my bedroom does. And I haven't shown my bedroom in years and years, and I'll do that this spring. But to update that. And I looked at my pictures, I'm thinking, oh, I've got like all these flowery gilded picture frames. And update them because they do look a little frumpy. I'm going with the same color palette for a frame. I'm going to vary my heights, use odd numbers, and I'm going to really edit it and curate what pictures are my best and what do I want.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And actually buy some of these old 150-year-old, 200-year-old frames that are all beaten up and the gesso's mm-hmm. kind of broken off in places, and they're beautiful, and
they are beautiful.
Just put them empty on the wall. I love them.
Oh, that's a great style, especially for your French style. What about updating faux plants?
Oh, yeah, I got in trouble on this one, so you two, y'all are going to have to touch this.
Whoops,
one.
we may have a lot of mail coming in after this one.
Faux plants. Anita doesn't have faux plants. She has a living, thriving ivy.
Right now she does. We need to, we'll call it ivy. I mean, what else can you call it?
Yeah, perfect.
We're going to call her ivy.
How's ivy?
Yeah. I just think that, you know, there are so many gorgeous, lifelike faux plants now and flowers. And I say go for it, but make sure that a person looking at that is having a really hard time telling whether it's real or not.
So maybe with the plant rather than the arrangements. Some of the arrangements.
Oh, no arrangements. No faux arrangements. No. I mean, unless you can spend like $1,500 on one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's your email, Yvonne Stone Gable?
She is so bossy today.
Well, I get this all the time.
Wow.
And I just want to say, you got to clean them and keep them nice.
Yeah.
But if you can't tell if that ficus or that fiddly fern isn't real until you're touching it, then you're probably okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying get real, girls, or
get real. Good idea.
Okay. Okay.
Mm. And I have one more. Crown molding.
Mm-hmm.
I love crown molding.
Mm, me too.
But here's frumpy crown molding, and honestly, is that one little tiny thin strip that people have around their ceiling.
Whoa, I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's really dated.
That's not you can add to that and easily.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Add to it and make it thicker. Good point, Anita. That's
okay,
right on.
While we're looking up there is one thing. And I don't want to be the mean one, but
are you? What are you going to say?
Just whisper it in my ear, and I'll say it.
No, remember the wallpaper borders?
Oh, oh yes. No, no. Yes, get rid of those.
Oh, see, look, Yvonne's got it. She said it.
Hey,
I just brought up the topic.
I'm already into it, so I might as well go.
You're on a roll,
of love. Baby. It's out of love. It's
StoneGable@gmail.com.
You are so bad. But that, and also while we're looking up, heavy window treatments.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
They say old, like tassels and all of that. And, you know, they're beautiful. I love material and I love trim, but it does look dated.
Yeah.
You know, this I mean, that's just not how we live anymore.
The heavy curtains, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So, girls, we've given you quite a few ideas to chew on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Because, see, I didn't even say get rid of your grandmom's Afghan. That I really wanted to say that, but I didn't say it this time.
Okay. Well, let me – we joked about that, but let me say that my grandma – and I wish I had learned to crochet when she tried to teach me – did make – beautiful Afghans. And here's the thing, you've seen it. I mean, she was very frugal and she did it from little bits of yarn and maybe that's how that look came, the black background with all the different colors.
Oh yeah. I have one of those.
So I have one of those.
I do too.
And actually that one was given to my mom at her wedding shower.
Oh, no, you don't throw those away.
No, no, I don't throw them away. We use them. And I didn't use them. And she made one when I got into Boston College. She made it in the BC colors. And then she made another one with these beautiful flowers. And here's the thing. I didn't use them for years because I thought, you know, that's just not my look. And just maybe. But I found out I've pulled the black one out. And it's kind of unexpected. See, sometimes you think it's frumpy in a category, but then you put it in a room that is, you know, not like that at all. Like, if my entire room looked like that and had that dated look, it wouldn't be interesting. But when I throw it on the sofa in my living room here, I think it looks great. It has like a little boheme feel to it.
Exactly.
So be careful. Exactly. Just don't overdo with some of these elements. Mm-hmm. Kind of just carefully curating, I think, is what we
That's say. Exactly well, yeah. right. That's
and
exactly
isn't it what
right.
we say all the time? It's mixing it up. Mm-hmm. And it's
mixing it up.
Old and new. It's, you know, sleek and it's textured. You know, and when you're adding all these different elements together, you can make them work instead of having one look. You know, all matching furniture in one pattern and, you know, your border wallpaper and all of that. That is frumpy, no matter what stage in time it was. You know, you need to shake it up.
And here's a good example. If you've been listening, you probably know I have a fetish for jewelry. That I don't think you can have too much. And Bobby, you can never buy me too much. It's always the perfect gift. I used to turn my nose up at costume jewelry.
Oh,
but here's the deal. It has gotten so beautiful. Just like furniture's gotten so beautiful, like not the highest end. You don't have to always have the highest end. I sometimes mix it up a little bit, and guess what?
Go.
Nobody can tell what is the real deal and what maybe is a fake on me. High and low. You just can't tell because you mix it up. Same thing with our furniture.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Good analogy. Mm-hmm. I like it.
You don't know whether you got it from Schumacher or you got it from Target if you put it all together.
So, and here's a tip on this. When you're looking at your room and you want to say, I think sometimes people say, I spent too much for that or I can't get rid of that. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is just pull some things out of the room and then maybe just set them in another room or in the hallway just temporarily. What you want to do is just pull them out temporarily and just see if you like it. So you're not committing to get rid of certain things.
Oh, we need a good idea.
So just try it. Just try a test. And then that's completely reversible. And then if you decide you love the new look, which I think you will, then you can go on and move those things on and bless somebody with them.
Anita, that is such a good idea.
I love that. Bless somebody with them. Mm-hmm. Well, you have all blessed us with your time today. And we are looking forward to talking to you again in a day or so. But remember, we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time. Thank you. Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.